Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
A lot of sound bites making fun of me. A lot of sound bites. Rightfully so. Billy Guerin is here, the president of hockey operations, general manager for the club. They begin their season tonight in St. Louis. Are you in St. Louis right now?
I am in St. Louis. Yeah. Yes.
Where does that rank among the cities you want to visit in the National Hockey League?
I don't know. Middle of the road, I guess.
Dave, I think that
I played for the Blues too.
And I know you did.
Yeah, we enjoyed living here. You know, we had a great house and a great neighborhood. It was just quick. You know, but no, it was a good experience playing here.
Do you still have any friends from your time in St. Louis?
Well, they're mostly from the team. I was here for such a short amount of time that they're still mainly just from the team.
Will Jonas Brodin play tonight?
I am going to keep that to myself.
Well, if I say...
What do you think?
Well, I think no, because from the reports from the folks I follow who cover your club, who are at the morning or noonish skate, he was not participating with the regular pairings. So then I would assume if he didn't participate with one of the top three pairings, as great as he is, as you reminded us our last visit a couple weeks ago, how sometimes he comes back after being out for a month or two and he has one practice and he plays great. I'm guessing he's not playing tonight and maybe is available Saturday. What are your thoughts on that analysis from me?
I think you're right on the first part.
Okay. So he's close, in other words.
Yeah, he's close, but he's not there yet.
So you now have a couple guys out for extended periods of time. We talked about Zuccarello last time, now Sturm. And we've talked a lot over the last few years when you've had a lot of injuries. Is there any part of you that looks at this and says, wait a second, here we go again? Are we going to have another year with key guys out?
Well, you definitely don't like it. You know, there are times where you're just like, you know, what the hell's going on? But, you know, then I look around the league and there are a lot of other players who are out or injured or banged up already. And it's just something we have to deal with. And I think right now I look at this as a tremendous opportunity, an opportunity for our younger players to make a statement, to take advantage of, you know, guys that are out and prove that they can be here. And to me, that would be great. I just want to see them do that. Like, don't like I've said before, don't just dip your toe in, jump right in and make a splash. Like do something to tell us that you're all in, that you're going to help us win.
Okay, let's stay with that, because there are many, many successful players who, when they join the league, especially if they're not from North America, who didn't play right away but then had great careers. But there are a lot of people who were very hopeful that Yurov could jump in right away and play opening night. Was he dipping the toe in the water, not jumping all in? Why isn't he in the lineup tonight?
No, and he will make his way into the lineup. I think right now for opening night, there are guys like Ogren, like Height, who have more experience in North American hockey, in this brand of hockey that we play. And, you know, I think not that Danila couldn't play tonight. He could very well play tonight. But I think just the fact that those guys have a little bit more experience in this brand of hockey, that's kind of what the deciding factor was.
Okay, talk about Ogren and what you want to see more out of him. And I know the lines, it's John's final call, but you have conversations with him a lot about this. You certainly don't during the games. So far it appears that, you know, one of your veterans, one of your core guys, Marcus Foligno, is going to be on with Eriksson Ek and Tarasenko. How much consideration did Ogren get for that spot, and was some of that based on how he played in the preseason games?
Well, we need to see a little bit more from him. Listen, there are roles on the team. There are things that we need certain players to do. Look, if Ogie's not scoring, then he needs to be more physical. He needs to get to the net front quicker. He needs to be more disruptive. There are things in his game that he needs to realize that he needs to do if he's not scoring. Like, if you're not scoring, you have to do something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And you know what? These guys are young. Like, they put a lot of pressure on themselves, this generation. And he's one of these kids that's so dedicated to off ice. He's so dedicated to, the gym and eating right and living right and stuff, that sometimes you forget to just be a hockey player too. Go out and play the game. Like, you know, Wayne Gretzky always said, never scored a goal from the weight room. and there's some truth to that. Like, you can be in the best shape ever. You can, you know, lift more, run faster, jump higher, all that stuff. But you need to just, sometimes it's best if these guys take a step back and just play the game. Like, that might just sound too simple, but it's true.
Okay, so how do you balance that? Because, you know, this is pervasive in all of modern-day sports, where they not only have the coaches and trainers from the team, but they have their personal work. They're doing different things. They take, 2 weeks off when the season ends, and they're back in it. Do you share some of your own experiences with that? And how did you handle when you were a young player? A touted young player. How did you handle the pressure early in your career?
It's hard. It's hard because you know what's expected of you. You know what you expect of yourself. It's hard. And I think I honestly think, with the mental health side of it, the mental side of the game, you really do need people in your life that you can talk to and they can help you through it. I always had my wife, you know, and she's the most amazing sounding board I ever had in my life, and voice of reason, because you want to snap, but you need people to talk to, you need to have that out. And then, you know what? You also need to see where you are in your, in your career. You asked about me.
Mm-hmm.
I was a high pick in the first round. I went to college for a couple of years. I came out of college. I was drafted to a very good team.
Yep.
We had guys like John McClain, Stefan mm-hmm. Richie, Cole Lemieux, Randy McKay, all right-hand shot guys, all right wings. Where was my position? My position first year was on the fourth line, and then the next 5 years I was on the third line playing for Jacques Lemaire. You know what? I wasn't on the first power play. I might have been on the second power play sometimes, but my role was create energy, be physical, you know, chip in some goals here and there and fight the odd time. Like, that wasn't my dream role, but it kept me in the league and it kept me on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually I started scoring more goals and I started figuring out. So do what you have to do to stay in the league. And that's, you know what, like, some of the younger players don't have very good survival skills because they've always been told you're this, you're a top six, you're a starting goalie, you're a top pairing defenseman. Well, this is a very good league, and there's a million guys like that in this league. And it's very hard to score your way in. So if you're not scoring your way in, what else are you going to do? And you got to figure you got to figure that out. But it's, you know what, like in my day, though, you had to figure that out on your own.
Yeah.
You know, now we have like development guys. We have,
right,
you know, a million more coaches. We,
mm-hmm.
you know, the communication's more, what's the word I'm looking for? There is communication.
Constant.
Between
it never ends.
The head coach will spend time with the players, not just go to the next guy.
Do you think there's too much sometimes?
I think there's too much sometimes, but then you have to actually like kind of, I guess, push the bird out of the nest, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then see what they do, and then eventually, they either do it or they don't.
Let me jump in on that. Really good points from Billy. Bill Guerin is with us. He'll be with us all throughout the season. Let's come back, continue to discuss. The Wild begin their year tonight in St. Louis, where Bill Guerin is at. Back with Bill in moments. I want to talk Stretch Lab. Hey, stretching is helpful, including, I guarantee you, when the Wild start tonight, they will put in an extended amount of time of stretching before they go on the ice for the pre-skate and then even afterwards. Okay, that's one thing for a pro athlete. How about for the rest of us, whether you're 20, you're 40, you're 60, you're 80, it matters a great deal to us, that elasticity in your body. We can't just sit around that much, even if we're at work or we're at home or we're enjoying a dinner. We got to get up and move our body. And yes, we should do plenty of that at home, but let me give you a place where they're phenomenal at it, Stretch Lab. StretchLab.com. Dozen-plus locations in the metro area, whether it's out to the east by Dave and Woodbury, back towards me and Plymouth, towards Jason and Maple Grove. Great locations. They'll go in, evaluate you. You'll talk about what you need. Get that first 50-minute session. You'll feel better the first time. StretchLab.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Right back with Billy Guerin. Okay, we had this debate a number of times last year when at times it could be Rossi, Boldy, and Kirill, or maybe Jule Eriksson Ek was in that spot. And the debate that you and John face on, do you load up and have one line that everybody says, wow, that line could play with any team in the league? Or do you risk that you're putting, you know, potentially your three most talented offensive players, and obviously Kirill's one, Boldy's two, and maybe Rossi's three, do you put so much of your firepower on one line that when you're on the road, you don't have enough balance? What do you want to say about that conversation that comes up a lot?
Yeah, I think balance is important. I think one of the things that John's really good at is in-game adjustments. So we can always start one way, and if we're in certain situations, he can go to another set of line combinations. But you really do need to try to have a balanced attack, because you don't want to get in a situation where you have, you know, one or two lines loaded up and then the other two or three lines just kind of, you know, killing time. Like, we want to be strong defensively, but an offensive threat on every shift and the ability to score on every shift. So, that's actually the goal, to have, you know, four balanced lines like that.
Since we talked the day, Kirill signed his enormous deal, 8 years, $17 million per, some of the big names have also signed. You know, McDavid did 2 years, 12 and a half. Eichel did 8 years, I think it was 13 and a half. That's quite a bit less than Kirill. Did those contracts surprise you in any way?
No, they didn't. Connor's Connor. He's going to do what he feels is right. I'm sure Edmonton would have loved an 8-year deal, but he's doing what he feels he needs to do. I have a feeling Jack wanted to stay in Vegas, and they all make their decisions for different reasons. But I'm not surprised. And I've been asked the question a ton, why is Kirill so much more? Well, you know, that's the way it worked out. And I'll tell you this, Kirill is extremely important to our team, the entire organization, the business of the Wild, the fan base, and the entire state of hockey. Like, it's so, yeah, we're paying him a little bit more than those guys, but the alternative, and you know, going through this, you weigh the pros and cons, you know, all the pros with him and the cons without him, there are just so many pros to everything's better with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So yeah, we are paying him a little bit more than those guys right now. I think in time that will kind of level out, and you know, the cap continues to grow, so that's a good thing for us. And I think the most important thing is that Kirill chose to stay here because, you know, he could have got the money anywhere, but he chooses to stay in Minnesota because he believes in what we're doing as a team. He loves the organization. He loves playing, you know, at Grand Casino Arena and in front of our fans. And he loves living in Minnesota.
Nice plug. So, nice plug of the arena, too.
Yeah, it was. It's pretty good. I'll probably get a couple. Yeah. Couple tokens out of that, or chips, I guess you call them, not tokens.
Yeah.
But like, you know, that to me, the choice that he made to stay with us, knowing that he would get the money anywhere, that's the big thing to me. And same thing with Gus. Gus could have hit the free market. I know he knows, his agent knows, the world knows. You know, the goalie market's not great right now, and he could have gotten more money somewhere else, but he's chosen Minnesota. He's chosen to stay here, play here because of what we're doing, because he likes living here, his family likes it, all those things. That's what I think is important.
Last couple minutes with Billy Guerin. Wild start tonight in St. Louis. Okay, you mentioned Gus. Gus obviously has been very good. Do you envision Wahlstedt playing about the same number of games that Fleury played last year? And then on Wahlstedt, obviously a couple years ago, about every service I saw ranked him as the best young prospect in goalie throughout the league. And then his numbers have not been very good in Iowa the last couple of years. So games, and what convinces you most when he wasn't, maybe the numbers weren't what you and everybody else wanted, that he can now make the jump to St. Paul and play at a better level?
I think the numbers, when you look at numbers from the American League and compare them to the NHL, I think it can be very deceiving. Look, the American League is the second best league in the world, but it is primarily now a development league for the NHL. It's where we draw, you know, put all your young players that are learning how to be pros. The systematically, defensively, it's a little more helter skelter down there. So there are more grade A chances. There are more breakdowns. When you get to the NHL, it's just the best league in the world. You have guys that do their own job, guys that know how to defend better, teams that play better systematically, offensively and defensively. So I think that can reflect in, you know, better goalie numbers, especially defensively. But, you know, for Wally, I also think some consistency in his life is going to help him. And I think all of the kind of ups and downs that he's been through over the last couple of years are going to help him in the long run, because he's created like some resiliency in his life. He'd never faced adversity. He had never been through times like that. And that's, I mean, we know in any walk of life, adversity makes you stronger. So as for number of games, I don't even remember how many games Flower played last year, but you know, I would say Wally's probably, you know, he's probably in and around that 30 area. But we'll see.
Your highest touted young prospect is Zeev Bouyun. And he got a taste last year, and now he's going to start off playing with your captain. Where is he better? And I know things might change when Brodin comes back relatively soon. Do you have any concern that's too very talented players, and obviously Spurgeon, a veteran, accomplished player, but two guys who are small and both playing together?
No, I'm not concerned. You know what? They're not the biggest guys, but they're extremely smart, and I'll take that any day. You can be as big as you want, but if you stink, that doesn't do any that doesn't do us any good. So they're both highly intelligent players. And Spurge, you know, he just makes everybody better. You know, we had him for a long stretch last year with Declan Chisholm. And, you know, Declan's a good, young, talented guy. Was not in the lineup every night. But, you know, when we paired him with Spurge, somehow they were a very good pair. And that's just the type of player Jared Spurgeon is. And I think to have him, you know what, they go out for a shift, something goes wrong. You know, maybe Zeev is a little down or frustrated. That's where they go back to the bench and Jared's like, hey, don't worry about it. This is what we can do better, or this is what we can do next shift out there. You know, just those moments alone will help him along. And, yeah, that's just what Spurge does.
Is chili better than any soup on the planet?
Chili's not a soup.
I know that. Is chili better than any soup on the planet?
My wife's chili is better than any soup on the planet.
Jeez. Are you in the doghouse? I mean, honestly.
No, I'm not.
Dave, it seems like you're in trouble. Dave, what do you think?
No, today I'm not. Usually I am.
So it's preventative.
I am.
It's getting ahead.
I'm late. Like, this is, I absolutely will be in the near future.
Yeah.
For something. I might not even know why.
Yeah.
But I will be there. But no, her chili is out. I love
beans,
chicken, wild rice soup.
I mean, who is first of all, he's sucking up to his wife. Now he's sucking up to all Minnesotans with chicken, wild rice. You're one of us now, aren't you?
You know what? When I used to come in to play the Wild as a player, I used to always, we'd stay at the St. Paul.
Yep.
I used to always, because they have great chicken wild rice soup. I used to always ask our team services guy to have a little thing of it at our pregame meal, and I would eat a couple bowls of that.
Should your wife take like 8 friends to Josephina tonight? Buy just a couple expensive bottles of wine? You know, just to say, hey, I know I'm not around. I want you to go out with 7 of your closest pals.
No, she'll probably just sit at home and just be wicked sad because I'm not around.
Okay.
And just see, now I'm in the doghouse.
Okay.
Now I'm in the doghouse. It changes quick.
And of course, the Bostonian people there too. Wicked sad.
I know she's She's really upset today that I'm not at I can feel it.
I'm told that anytime you drive away, she just looks out the window and is like, what am I going to do?
Sad.
Yeah, commercials. It's really sad. She's gazing out the window. It's probably raining.
When will Billy come back?
Cold. Yeah. She's literally like, finally, like, bon voyage.
Exactly. Don't you have to scout somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah. Now the dog can sleep on my half of the bed, which she prefers.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah, you don't mind the guest bedroom too. It's good to get some rest in there. All right, man. Good luck tonight, and we'll talk often throughout the year.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, buddy.
Bill Guerin, from some fun with Billy to a very serious topic, cancer. Where are we making progress? Where are we struggling? Let's talk the C word that affects all of us way, way too often. Back in moments.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I will admit that part of the reason why we're doing this and getting an update on cancer, where are we at, is in about a 2.5 week period, I lost 3 people to cancer. And 3 very different cancers, 3 very different ages, and 3 really good individuals. And I went to Dave and we talked about it and said, maybe this is the time to, in a broad and specific way, say, how are we faring against cancer? Where are we in a much better position? Where are we still struggling? And we found an excellent guest, Dr. Emil Liu. He is the professor at the University of Minnesota's Medical School and Masonic Cancer Researcher. Like Bill Guerin, like Aaron David Miller before, Dr. Liu is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Thank you, sir, on such an important topic. So you heard me. And I know it's a very broad question, but just let me start with that. When you think about all the work this country and thousands of doctors and scientists, tens of thousands who deal with this every day, where are we making the most progress with cancer and where are we losing the battle still, unfortunately?
Yeah, absolutely. And thank you so much for having me on and helping to spread the word on this really important topic. More important now for the role of research and making those advances that you just said, and also allow me to express condolences for your loss. It's really tragic. You know, cancer takes so many lives. It takes people from us. It robs us of the people we love and care about the most. So, you know, we on the advancing front in the last years, months, decades, there's been a lot of advancement. Some of these cancers that we used to call death sentences, lung cancer stage 4, colorectal cancer stage 4, that we used to think were only for people that are older, like in the 60s and 70s, although it's always relative. As we get older, we start thinking not so old after all. We used to think of that, and a lot of advances have been made, definitely in my career, where cancers, people would die within weeks or months of diagnosis, now living years with metastatic stage 4 form of these cancers, and you wouldn't know any different if you saw them on the street or interacted with them. And the quality of life hand-in-hand with that, magnificent. But we also have a really long way to go, and that's predicated on research. So something that you may have mentioned just before coming on is maybe the ages of your friends, of your associates, that we're seeing so many more of the young adult population. If for the purpose of cancer, young adult early onset, we're calling that earlier than age 50. And then when we talk about traditionally cancer is a disease of aging, well, we're not thinking until now. More recently, we're realizing we weren't thinking about people in their 20s, their 30s and 40s as being somebody that would be prone to having cancer. But yet that's what we're seeing. And we need to learn more about this.
Okay. I want to say with that, yeah, 73, 66 and 51 were the ages of the individuals I lost recently. Okay, so let's stay with that because there are three incredibly important people in my life who are my sons, all in that general age range. And I know, obviously, all of this is different from patient to patient. But when I see stories on it, and I just saw a story, Dave printed it out, and I had read it a couple days before about young individuals in the broadest sense or the most specific sense. Why is that happening?
Right. And definitely buttressed by these stories, like the one from you're citing from the New York Times, I believe. And that's the central question, right? We're trying to figure out how and why this is happening. It's not that we discovered it in 2025, but there's this been buildup and a central need for research to understand this research from all angles, the biology of tumors to the societal level of epidemiology and everywhere in between. But I help patients at the Masonic Cancer Clinic at the University of Minnesota with colorectal cancers and gastrointestinal type of cancers. So that's the one I know best, but it's not limited to that. So whether we put in that, and American Cancer Society has put out updated statistics in the last 2 years, early onset breast cancer for women younger than age 50, lymphomas, melanomas, bone muscle kind of cancers called sarcomas, and colorectal cancer is part of that mix. So for colorectal cancer, just because I know that best and speak most often about it, we used to say that the average age was 60 and above. But even in my 14 years plus here at the University of Minnesota, my average patient population went from being in the 60s and 70s to 20s, 30s, 40s. That's a large percentage of my population that I'm seeing, and we don't have explanation for it. We as a field, we think maybe some improvements in detection and people reporting the symptoms earlier. The number of societies, including American Cancer Society, made strong recommendations dating back to 2017, 2018, that are now more common to not wait until age 50 to get a colonoscopy for colorectal cancer screening, rather do it age 45. But how does that help my young people? They're coming at age 37, 38, believe it or not, even teenagers and 20s. And I'm not exclusive in saying this just as an oncologist just in the state of Minnesota. My colleagues nationally, internationally are saying the same thing. And we're trying to find out, is it biological? Is it exposure? Genetics doesn't explain all of it.
Okay, so all this is great info. This is Dr. Emil Liu. He is a professor at the University of Minnesota at the medical school and also Masonic cancer researcher. Are we making more progress in detecting cancer earlier, or are we making more progress in once we know someone has it and we've just improved the treatment dramatically?
I'll say a global yes. I'll take it from the early part, screening and detection. I think just coming back to colorectal cancer, we should think only colonoscopy, but there are tests. And yes, I'll have to talk about the stuff that comes out the back end.
Oh, yeah.
Tests for stool and poop. Yep. You can do that as first line colorectal cancer screening. So just for everyone out there, colonoscopy doesn't have to be the first step, but doing something as some form of screening really important. What is in the pike? There are investigations for blood-based tests. So things called liquid biopsy is a thing that people may be looking up or hearing about or asking their doctors about. Blood-based tests that might even be translated from people that we know of cancer to monitor how well the cancer is responding to therapy, to even with some signals that in the years to come there might be approvals to screen everybody, and that these tests might be good enough in the future, not now, not 2025 for sure, but in the future to tell us someone has a forming cancer that needs to be investigated and to try and catch it as early as possible. And at the other end, we have much better treatments, colorectal cancer, melanoma, many forms of lung cancer. And as I was saying earlier, people would die within less than a year. Now people of all kinds of forms of stage 4 disease are living longer. We've doubled overall survival for colorectal cancer cases, but it's not good enough. How do we convert these patients to have better responses, good quality of life? And even if there's cancer that's measurable, people can have excellent quality of life and live longer. But, man, we have so much more to do.
Okay, you've mentioned, and I'm glad you did, and you talked about it at some length in that last answer, but let's stay with the colon, let's stay with cancer, and let's say with individuals who might think they're just fine, whether it's every 5 years, 3 years, and then maybe for some reason a polyp or two was spotted, And I think a lot of people might think, okay, well, I'll just go back to the doctor, whenever it is. What else can people do in that area to try to be in a better spot when they go back to the doctor the next time they go?
Right. So, you know, we can only control what we can control. The aspects that we can are definitely our control is how active we are physically. In other words, the opposite of sedentary. I know sometimes it's easier said than done. We have busy lifestyles. Don't always have time to hit the gym, but there's so many ways to be active, right? Just committing every day, and then we kind of tell people 4 or 5 times per week, commit to 30 to 35 minutes of walking, and that can include gardening, that can include physical activity. But we know that having a more sedentary, less active physical lifestyle is an increased risk factor and is a driving factor for a lot of different types of cancers. We all know, and we've heard for many, you know, many decades, if not half a century, the risk of tobacco, and the risk of tobacco use is on the decline. So it's great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People who are smoking, how about cutting it out with the help of your doctor and medical providers? There are ways to cut down and eliminate tobacco. Alcohol use, you know, it's something that I think it's important that our professional organizations have said in the last 7, 8 years come out right and said, these are cancer-causing agents, whether or not you smoke or other factors. And so I know that, you know, people enjoy alcohol, and it's almost been forbidden to say that, but it is just objective fact that alcohol is an independent risk factor for getting different types of cancers of all kinds, whether it be colorectal, breast, other types of cancers as well. So, you know, I think all things in moderation, to be realistic, but drinking to excess, tobacco use, these things. But then, you know, let's say someone, like I've had so many patients, never smoked in their life. They don't drink alcohol or minimal. They bike 8 miles a day.
Yeah.
You know, why are they coming to my clinic?
Right.
Young adult, older people who are otherwise fit. This is really one of the mysteries where we have to realize, and I tell every patient this who walks to my door, under 10% of all cancers have, or most cancers, shall we say, have a hereditary component. In other words, that you inherit genes that when you grow up, you have an increased risk of getting a cancer. That I'm talking about state-of-the-art, what's known, but then there's also what we don't yet know and what we're discovering every day. But that leaves a really large gap of unknown factors, whether it's microplastics, whether it's in so-called forever chemicals, it's so many other things. So some things to be discovered and some things that we're pulling the thread on that might also explain what's going on.
Let's just finish with that. Listen, any individual who gets cancer, we all should wish them the best. Show empathy, hope they get tremendous treatment, and live a life of decades and decades of fulfillment. But you just laid out many things that most of us already know, but it needs to be emphasized, and I'm glad you did, on exercise and moderation or no smoking or very little drinking. But that last part you talked about has to be so tough to convey that message for the individual. And the way you laid it out, someone who's not older, has made the commitment to stay in shape, isn't flawless, isn't perfect, might have some wine or maybe at some point smoke just a little bit, but mainly lives a very high quality, you would say, this is the type of life which is going to avoid cancer, and they still get it. Those are some of the most powerful and saddest diagnoses when you hear about those.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely heartbreaking. I think for anyone, I'll just say, not just the people who do all those things, as you said, but you know, sometimes I just say outright, you did nothing wrong. You do not deserve this cancer diagnosis, but we found it, and let's help you through this journey. But absolutely right. You know, whatever you know, people are doing, you know, people do the best they can, right, in any aspect of life. And you know, in the modern 21st century life, we're all out and about. We do what we can for the exercise and whatnot and everything. But Every individual case is a challenge in its own unique way, and it's also just this flavor of, I did everything I could. How could this possibly happen to me? And I offer routinely through our clinic at the University of Minnesota cancer genetics evaluation because, again, even if it's only 1 in 10 cases, but maybe that affects siblings or other family members, children, grandchildren. You know, we hear a lot in society about the sandwich generation. So it used to be the older population had children that would be their caregivers. Now there are people with young families, or maybe they wanted to start a family and their parents that they were taking care of. And now in turn, they become the center where their parents and their family are taking care of them as they go through cancer diagnosis and treatment. And all that presents a challenge. But what's driving all this is really the central question for 2025 and beyond, and highlight in that article and many more to come.
Dr. Liu, you were tremendous. Thank you so much. Continued, I mean this as sincere as possible, great progress in treating and tracking these down, and I'm sure we'll reach out again. Have a very nice day.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, Dr. Emil Liu from the University of Minnesota, and particularly his professor there, he's at the medical school, and also with the Masonic Cancer Researcher. Some important words and just something that hits too many of us too often. It's 51 past one. So two great guests on two completely different topics. Garen, as good as anybody on the sports side in town. And Dr. Emil Liu, first time we chatted with him, won't be the last. Man, was he tremendous. So while we get facts and data-driven with Dr. Liu, and again, I'm the one who said I was giving the president great praise for what has happened here with, at least for some period of time, an agreement between Israel and Hamas to stop fighting, hostages to come back. But then we got Bobby Kennedy, and again, Bobby Kennedy was only brought into the fold because the president, then candidate Trump, viewed him as someone who might take some votes. And now Bobby Kennedy, who's just hasn't met a conspiracy theory he didn't want to spoon with, who cites studies involving autism that have disproven repeatedly or just belittles a number of individuals who have autism, just in a condescending way. Now his latest one, Dave, is because, again, remember he was going to tell us this enormous breakthrough, so it's Tylenol, Tylenol, Tylenol.
Yeah. Big bad Tylenol.
Yeah, even though there's an overwhelming number of studies that show no proof at all. Now, Bobby, there are two studies that show children who are circumcised early have double the rate of autism. It's highly likely because they're given Tylenol. Again, I'll look forward to the real analysis on this. Wouldn't we have an extraordinary amount of individuals who have autism if it's tied to circumcisions when the overwhelming number of circumcisions are done early?
Typically they are.
Yeah.
So you prefer them, I would think.
Yeah. And as a father of a son with autism who doesn't believe for one second they came from a vaccine, but I don't fault a soul, including myself, two hands in the air. Why does my son have autism? Why does he have DRK1A? I don't fault anybody. I don't fault anybody for thinking it was because of a vaccine, because they believe their child changed. There are no credible studies that show that. But trying to understand the jump is fair. But this is the guy that we're relying on right now? No. We need more of Dr. Emil Liu and less of this charlatan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.